Jam Buzz 88.3. Check it out.
S'ils veulent danser, ça va sauter.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, bordel, là?
Parce qu'il y a de quoi devenir fou, vous savez, quand on parle de vous tous les jours et que vous ne comprenez pas, encore une fois.
Il y a envie d'un peu d'action pour changer notre ordinaire.
Radio Campus 88.3 FM.
Oh, oh oui, ah oui, ah, ah, ah oui.
Why do you kill yourself working?
Stop violence. Disappear from my face.
You beaming, your horse is leaving.
to mimic. There's something in it. Just when you start to sink into it, let's sink to mimic. There's nothing to it. Just when you start to sing, lip sing.
in the black and Hispanic neighborhoods where gang fights were once routine, and graffiti is the way you express yourself, breakdancing is athletic and competitive. And what it's all about is style.
Breakdancing is a kind of gymnastic ballet that was perfected in the streets of New York and is now making its way north to Canada. Kids are breakdancing in school gymnasiums and in clubs, learning the steps from movies and rock videos.
They're a new breed of heroes, street heroes, kids who are turning breakdancing into a ticket out of the South Bronx.
Breaking can start any place and any time the tension gets hot.
Wait!
In the brownstone jungles where they live, there is only one thing that's as inevitable as street gangs, and that's music.
A few groups have discovered that when you put the music and the street gangs together, something very different happens.
The biggest difference is that with this revolution, nobody goes to jail.
We gon' do something like this.
And instead of fighting, we just break. And if we get all our anger out, you know, when we get exhausted, you know, like sometimes we feel like hitting something or hitting someone. Instead of hitting somebody, we just break and do head spin and get our anger out, you know what I mean? Everybody here got problems, you know, we're from the Bronx and all that's not easy.
We've all been in trouble before. We've all been handcuffed. Most of us been handcuffed by cops for doing bad things. Because most of us here, we ain't angels, you know what I mean? We ain't angels.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Be not proud. Be not proud.
Be not proud. We are guests at David Attenborough's final garden party, deep in the South Downs, just before sundown. Around the perfumed garden, the savage tribesmen play, a little traveling circus here to stay. Ladies with lamb chop sleeves and plump pedigrees play voodoo croquet with shrunk heads from high tea. Blue blazered alligators blend in perfectly with the Roman fountain bestiary, while in the middle distance by the ornamental lake, a giant silk balloon softly inflates. Baboons in bow ties and receding hairlines, knockback scotches and touch up the duchess. In pink champagne and Pimm's and lemonade, we toast the ghost of old Sir Michael Grey. Remember in the jungle long ago, we played bongos with the Congo Bonobo. In thick English moonshine, we enter dream time. The whole party salutes their host in an ape suit. The cream of entertainment, the stars of stage and screen. Join the conga, conga in the wrong way round the laurel maze. Join the conga, conga in the wrong way round the laurel maze.